Hey everybody, I wanted to go through some macro observations I have right now, stuff I'm looking at. First of all is oil is way below where it's been when assets are normally as high as they are, and a lot of that's the electric vehicle movement and all the shale revolution that everyone's been hearing about. There's a lot of good research, though, that says the shale supply is nowhere near what everyone thinks it is, and there might be a huge disconnect between oil and everything else, meaning that oil needs to catch up. And even more so are oil equities, which represent about a 30-year low in weighting in the indexes compared to what they usually are. So that's one interesting thing. Looking at corn, it had a really negative crop report down near the lows, and it was unable to go lower, and now it's had a rally back up, and now it's retracing. So I'm looking in to see if there's anything to do there in corn. I like it when a market can't go down after some bad news when it's been going down for a long time. I'm looking at uranium. I think uranium is something that is a long-term trade, but has a ton of potential. It's another one of those markets that's at a 10 or 15-year low. After the Japan disaster, everyone swore off nuclear, but then you have Germany, who now needs to probably go back to some nuclear because they're burning coal and other things to meet their needs. So uranium, longer-term play there. Bond market has been getting killed, but the corporate bond market is pretty calm, so I'm watching that. High yield debt has been extremely weak, HYG, the symbol. I think that's something I'm continuing to watch. That's sometimes a canary in the coal mine. And then the stock market had the big move down today, so I'm just keeping all these things in mind. And I'll add to this list when I think of more stuff.